From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend James Porter, and in just a few minutes he'll turn our attention to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 9. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. But just before we hear the message, let's listen to some words in song.
Good morning. Our Bible reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, and be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. As we step into a new year, it's important that the eyes of God's people be firmly fixed upon the Lord. This is vital for a victorious testimony. The believer is exhorted to confide in the Lord through our verse which says, Behold your God. In this verse, Isaiah is speaking to God's ancient people. With such words, he seeks to encourage them during their 70 years captivity in Babylon. In that dark situation, they were to behold their God. Likewise, child of God, in this new year, you too are to behold your God. As you think then upon these words, I want you to consider some of the ways that you as a Christian can behold your God. First of all, in beholding the Lord, the believer is to look to him for strength. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10 and 26, it says, Behold, the Lord will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who have created these things, that bring about their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. These words remind you of the Lord's power. Yes, he is almighty. Verse 28 says, Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? And Genesis 17 verse 1 says, I am the almighty God. Believer, as you step out into this new year, rest upon the Lord for strength. God's power is the best guard, the safest convoy, the surest castle that anyone can have. Also, you can rest upon the Lord for physical strength. Acts 17 verse 28 says, For in him we live and move and have our being. Deuteronomy 33 verse 25 says, "As thy days, so shall thy strength be." You can rest upon the Lord for spiritual strength to do the will of God. In Philippians 4 verse 13, Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." In Isaiah chapter 40 verses 29 and 31, it says, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Daily as you wait upon the Lord in prayer, you will receive strength to do his will and magnify his name. Then secondly, in beholding the Lord, the believer is to look to him for comfort. In Isaiah 40 verse 11 it says, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." These words speak of the Lord's comfort. Verse 1 of this chapter, it says, comfort ye my people, saith your God." God gave this portion to comfort his people in a day of trial. This new year may have its trials. Well, whatever happens, child of God, the Lord knows all about it. The Lord is all knowing. In verse 12 of this chapter, it says, "Who have measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance." The Lord is all-seeing. In verses 27 and 28 of this chapter, it says, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding." He knows and sees everything that will come your way in this new year. You can rest upon him for succour and comfort in your time of need. Hebrews 2 verse 18 says, "For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succour them that are tempted." Isaiah 40 verse 11 says, "He shall gather the lambs in his arms." This tells of the Lord's near presence. The hymn writer says, "There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us, no, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us, no, not one, no, not one." Times of distress rest upon the Lord's comfort and presence. When your fellow believer faces a trial, pray that they will know much of God's comfort, presence, and succour. Then thirdly, in beholding the Lord, the believer can look to him for counsel. In Isaiah 40, verses 13, 14, and 26, it says, "Who have directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counsellor have taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who have created these things, that bring about their host by number. He calleth them all by their names, by the greatness of his might." These words remind you of the Lord's wisdom and counsel. In this new year, believer, you'll have many decisions to make: personal, home, family, employment, God's work, and whatever. To make the right decisions, you need to seek the Lord for guidance by prayer, by reading and heeding God's word. God can guide you right in this dark world. In Psalm 18 verse 30 it says, "As for God, his way is perfect." God's word is true, it's unchanging, it has no mistakes. Isaiah 40 verse 8 says, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Psalm 25 verse 9 says, "The meek will he guide in judgment, the meek will he teach his way." When your heart is yielded to God's will, God will direct your path. Believer, God's way is the best way. Before modern technology, sailors looked to the pole star for guidance in all their journeys. Believer, the Lord is your pole star. Fourthly, in beholding the Lord, the believer also can look to the Lord for blessing in God's work. In Isaiah 40 verse 4 it says, "Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Behold, the mountains are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. The nations of this evil world are weak in comparison to God." Believer, you can depend upon the Lord and seek him to overthrow the works of darkness and the workers of iniquity. Psalm 68 verses 1 and 2 says, "Let God arise. let his enemies be scattered, so drive them away as wax melteth before a fire. Also, believer, you can depend upon the Lord and seek him for the salvation of souls through the ministry of his word. Isaiah 59 verse 1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Also, you can depend upon the Lord for the strengthening of his church, the advancement of his kingdom at home and abroad. In Matthew 16 verse 18, the Lord says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You can depend upon the Lord and seek him for revival, for the outpouring of his Spirit, and the saving of souls, and the quickening of God's people. Acts 2 verses 17 and 18 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Then finally, in beholding the Lord, we can also say that the sinner is to look to him for salvation. In verse 2 of Isaiah 40 it says, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, and that her iniquity is pardoned. And these words speaks of salvation from sin. The Lord is the only one who forgives sin and fits a person for heaven. Hence in Isaiah 45 verse 22 he says, look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. If you are still not saved, then you are nearer hell than you have ever been. The guilt of your sin is greater than ever. If you are to be wise, I urge you to come to Christ. Repent of your sin. Trust him for salvation. He can cleanse away your sin. He can change the course of your life. He can take you to heaven. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. Our salvation has been said to consist of the doctrine of the cross, and that is true. For in John 1 verse 29, John the Baptist spake of Christ and said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Christ the Lamb of God died on the cross as the sinner's substitute. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That word whosoever includes you today who are still unsaved. Richard Baxter, the Puritan preacher, said, I thank God for that word whosoever. God has said there was mercy for Richard Baxter. I would have thought he meant some other Richard Baxter. But when he says, whosoever, I know that includes me, the worst of all, Richard Baxter's unsaved listener, look this day to Christ. Come to Christ for salvation. Repent of your sins. Trust him as your Saviour. Then go on in the Christian life, beholding your God, living for his glory. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.